God wants His people to be activated. God wants you to be activated for His kingdom purposes. We need to be equipped, amen? But it's the Holy Spirit who enables. And we need to be activated for His kingdom purposes. We are not here just to receive. We are here to receive and then to give. So as we receive, we also give. We can't give anything if we don't receive it. So when we receive it, then we must also give it. What you give, you don't lose. When you receive a teaching, you know, find somebody to impart that teaching into. What you give into God's harvest, into the hearts, the fields of heart, amen? Those things that you give in His name, from what you have received, you will not lose. The safest place to invest is in eternity, amen? And that is in the kingdom of God. So God wants His people. That doesn't mean just the pastors, amen, or the evangelists. It means you and me, that we would be activated, that we'd be empowered by His Spirit. You see, a lot of us, we have been filled with the Holy Spirit. We speak in tongues. The problem is that we don't move in the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? It's not enough to receive something. There needs to be an outlet. And if you want to be a well-watered garden, then you need to water others. If you want to receive refreshing, then refresh others. If you want to receive healing, often it'll even come through you praying for somebody else. When Job prayed for his friends, God turned his captivity. So it's very important, folks, that you understand who you are in your new identity in Christ Jesus. Amen? That you are an ambassador representing the kingdom government of heaven on the earth, and that God wants to work through you in miracles, signs, and wonders. Not so that we can look powerful or spiritual, but that we may bear witness to the fact that Jesus is alive, amen, that He is risen from the dead. We can declare, amen, the kingdom is among you. And that's what CWOW is about. We're getting out there. And we're engaging people, and we're pouring into people, and we're praying for people, and people are getting healed. Yes, they are. We had one guy that got healed, his back, his neck, his knees, and his ankles got healed. God is healing today, folks, and it's to demonstrate the reality of this message that we preach. That Jesus Christ is risen indeed, amen? That He is alive forevermore. That He has sent you and I to preach the gospel of the kingdom into all the world for a witness. Amen? And to bear witness to that reality as the Lord will work with us and confirm His word with signs following. You need to be activated, amen? And you're activated by cooperating with God. When God says do something, you do it. You get over yourself, you get over your fear, you stomp on your fear and say, God has not given me that thing. I'm not receiving it. Amen? God has given me a spirit of power and of love. 2 Timothy 1:7. And of self-control. Amen? Sound mind. This is real, normal Christianity. Much of the church, especially in America, is not living in reality. We're living in some kind of spiritual Disneyland. Are you with me? We have it. It's a Burger King mentality. We have it your way. Come and be entertained for a half hour, you know? They need to see is the reality of the kingdom demonstrated through the people of God who have received of His Spirit for the purpose of making Him known. Amen? Beyond theological debate, folks, when miracles, signs, and wonders happen, it causes people to wake up and say, wow, now this is otherworldly. Now this is a source in three places. It can be from Satan, it can be from God, or it can be something that may be some psychosomatic thing, a placebo effect, you know. I remember, Danae, are you here today? She's maybe in the nursery. But she talked about, she wasn't sure if a lot of the stuff that was happening was maybe the placebo effect, you know, where, you know, people just kind of believe something's going to happen. And so it seems as though it does happen. I remember a few years ago watching Candid Camera and a moment of backslidden. But I was watching Candid Camera, and they were working out in a gym, and they brought this oxygen tent in, you know. And so they were giving people a dose, some of you heard this before, of the oxygen. And they go and they take a couple drags of the oxygen, and then they go back and they, whoa, I can really, you know, what a difference, you know, in my workout. Well, then they remove the camera or remove the curtain, and there's a guy back there with a bicycle pump. There's a gym air. But it was a placebo. It was, see, a psychological thing that made them think that it was really happening when it wasn't. But the reality is that God is, amen, that He is, that He is forever. He is the eternal God. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That Jesus is still doing miracles today. That He is here. He has sent His Spirit to bear witness that the kingdom of heaven is among you. It is here among you now. We are here to prepare for the coming of the Lord. We are to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen? Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Freely you've received, freely give. You're not going to know until you begin to step out. Elisha had to take up the mantle of Elijah, and he had to activate by faith what he had received. It wasn't enough for him just to take up the mantle. Are you with me? But it had to be activated by faith, where he says, where is the God of Elijah? And he struck the water, and the waters parted. There's something that we need to do to agree with what the Holy Spirit is doing that will manifest the kingdom, amen, in this natural realm. The supernatural, superior kingdom of God manifested in the natural realm. And so we have to be a people that are not just talking about it, that are not just good at winning debates, theological debates, because you can win a theological debate and lose the person. But when they encounter the love of God through a people that are walking in His love, and there's something different about, there's something supernatural about you because you are in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. There are too many Christians that are just dormant, that are not active. They're not moving in the gifts. They're not moving in the Holy Spirit. Folks, God wants that to change. Let it begin with me. Let it begin with you. Let's be the world changers that we were called to be. We are world changers in Christ. There is nothing that He cannot do. God has already given us the assignment. He's already told us in Matthew 28 to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen? We don't need another Bible study to figure that one out. He's already told us what to do. It's a matter of taking what we do know and applying it. Don't wait until you're mature, in the sense that there are people who are 20, 30 years still getting ready for that day when someday they're going to do something for God. It's getting quiet in here. I don't think anybody here like that, is there? Folks, we don't have time. We don't have time anymore. Are you with me? To play church. Either we're going to get a hold of this thing and we're going to run the race, we're going to live for Jesus Christ, or we're not. There's not going to be have it both ways anymore, folks. That lukewarmness is being spewed out. There is a polarity taking place. You're either going to be on fire for God or you're not. You're either going to be obedient to God or you're not. It's not enough just to do your little church thing, amen? To do our little religious thing, our religious action and say, I appeased the man upstairs. God must be pleased with me. I went to church last Sunday and I sang a few songs and prayed a few prayers. The reason we come to church is to edify and to build one another, is to minister to one another, to build up the body, amen? To receive encouragement, to receive fresh bread, hopefully, from heaven, amen? As we hear the word and the message preached. And when we receive, then we say, okay, Lord, thank you, that was delicious. Now, who can I give this to? God has not given us a spirit of fear. You're going to have to stomp on that thing. You're going to have to step away. Remember that thing in Walmart? Halt, step away from the cookie jar. There's this thing called self that gets in the way. Even self-importance, like Gail was sharing last Sunday night, boy, that can get in the way. We got to get past ourselves. I got to step out of myself to minister to people. If I get all self-conscious up here, man, I'm going to be a basket case. I'm going to be a mess. We got to deal with self. Get self out of the way. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. You don't have the power in yourself to do it. And when you deny yourself, then you end up drawing from the resources of heaven. The Holy Spirit of God will empower you, and you can do that which you can do naturally. You cannot preach this gospel naturally and have any effect. We preach this gospel by the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven. We rely on, trust in Him for the wisdom and the word, amen? For life to impart to others. We have to acknowledge that we are poor in spirit. We don't have anything to offer. People don't need me, they need Jesus. And if I can get me, self, set aside and say, Lord, I'm going for it. We need more radicals. We need more radical Christians that are just going to go for it. Freed radicals, F-R-E-E-D. The river flows when it's moving. Life results, amen, in a stream that is moving. It continues to refresh. So we've got to keep moving in the Holy Spirit. I think it was Bono from U2 who had quoted something, and I'm not saying that I would necessarily align myself with all his philosophies, but he did say this, and he had some Christian upbringing. He says that what we need to do is find out what God is doing and do that. Because it's already blessed. And you know, that is a true statement. We don't just put our thing together and say, God, now come and bless it. We need to find out what God is doing. Do that, because it's already got the blessing of God upon it. He's just waiting for us to step into the place that He had established for us. Amen? Where I am, Jesus said, there my servant will be also. In the assignment, in the place where we're supposed to be. When we step out of these walls, we're entering into the harvest field. When we step out, Jesus, how many know Jesus doesn't live in the church? He lives in us. And so wherever we go, we're the church. So when we step out of these walls and we step out into the community, Jesus is with us. And Jesus sometimes appears to people who are sick in the hospital. Jesus is that sick person in the hospital. Sometimes Jesus is that one who is hungry, holding the sign. Sometimes those who are naked, those who are downtrodden, those who are forsaken, those who have been abandoned, those who have been abused. those who are without hope. Folks, you and I are to find Jesus out there. Amen? Matthew 25, he says, when I was sick, he visited me. Lord, when did we see you sick and visit you? Do we really believe this message? Do we really believe that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God? And that God has given us His Holy Spirit? Then we need to activate those gifts. We need to step out. We need to strike the water. We need to cast the rod down. We need to lift it up. We need to take the step that God is calling us to step into. And as we do that, we're going to meet Him there. God often will ask you to do something, in fact, most of the time, that is way beyond what you could do naturally. Therefore, it's going to be His power working through you, and the world will see that Jesus is alive. Amen? Yes. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. We can do all the church things, you know, have the programs and the Sunday school and the teaching and all that stuff, and it can be void of life. Until we get self out of the way and we recognize that I need Him. And when He calls me to do something, it's going to be beyond myself. It's going to be out of my comfort zone. But when I step out of my comfort zone, I'm stepping away from myself. Because yourself is the comfort zone. Amen. It's the part of you that says, well, you're going to look foolish if you do that. That's the part that has to die. I get excited, I tell you, I just get excited when I see the body of Christ activated, you know, and we're as a team, we're working together, and I just love to see what's happening at Church Without Walls. That is awesome. It would be so great if we could see this happening all over America, people just finding their local parks and setting up and just worshiping God, proclaiming His praises, amen? And having healing tents, and it's cool. Revelation station, you know? And just, it's like a mini fair or something that's been happening down there. Delsa and Frank have been bringing out refreshments, and we've had face painting out there. And this is cool. People are curious. They'll come by to see what's happening. And you know what? There is something that is taking place in the heavenly realms when the people of God come together and they begin to lift up the name of Jesus and they begin to sing praises to the Most High God. Hallelujah. And we're doing it in the heart of this city, and we're going to keep doing it as long as the Lord allows us to do it. Amen. And tells us to do it, we're going to do it. And as we do that, folks, things are shifting. Hallelujah. Over this city, God dispatches His angels that do battle in the heavenly realms. And there is going to be salvation, healing, and deliverance. We are contending for a city. That's why we've had so much opposition. But you know, it's not going to stop us because we are unstoppable. Because God is with us. Not because we're anything of ourselves, but because He is with us, we're unstoppable. You cannot stop what God sets into motion. And what He's set into motion, we simply need to find out what it is and get into motion with it. Lord, what are you doing? That's what we're going to do. See, this is what we're called to do, folks. Amen. Is to be Jesus to the world and to bring the world to Jesus. We've got to be about our Father's business. We've got to be in the soul business. Amen. This is about reaching people, making disciples, teaching them, raising them up, imparting into them as an older generation into the younger generation, imparting into them what God has imparted into you. What kind of legacy are we going to leave? Amen. Are we preparing the next generation? And as the Lord equips us, It is for the work of the ministry. Do you want to be refreshed? You want to find righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit? Cooperate with God. Be obedient. Do what He says to do. If you're fearful, get on your face before God. Amen? Repent of fear and let God deal with whatever it is in the heart. Sometimes it needs to be dealt with. I got to do that. You need to do that. We all need to do that. Let God have His way. Let God examine us. Let God turn the light on. Amen? How many know there are no secrets anyways? He knows your secret heart, where you really live. He knows what you do in the dark. He knows what you're doing when nobody else is looking. So we just got to get right before God and say, God, I'm a mess, but only You can fix me, and I'm asking You to do it, Lord. Just do the work. I give my life to You. I surrender my life to You. I want to be a vessel that God fills with His power. Amen? Yes. And we can see the joy of a soul set free as they come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. They have received of His great love, His great salvation. This is what we're called to do. Not everybody's going to listen. Not everybody's going to answer the call. Folks, don't wait on your neighbor to answer the call. Well, I'll do it if so-and-so does it. I'll do it if my friends do it. Your relationship with God, amen, is very precious, is very important. And it's very personal between you and God, what you do with what He's called you to do and what He's given you. What He's put in your hands. What is it that you have in your hand, Moses? Well, it's just a stick. Cast it down. Activate. Release it. It wasn't until he obeyed God and he activated, amen, that all of a sudden there was a miracle. You see, that's what God is calling us to do, is to step away from ourselves. To step out and begin to face the giants that are telling us, you can't have the land because it's too bad, it's too big, it's too powerful. The devil's too mean, too bad, too ugly. He's a liar. Jesus Christ has overcome. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord. Hallelujah. And the only thing that's stopping us is ourselves. So be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the anointing of God, begin to activate that. You can have it. You know, you can have Jesus in your house and completely ignore Him. You can have a visitor in your home and they may be sitting in your living room, but you didn't have fellowship with them until you started to have conversation with them. That's called prayer, right? In the Spirit. We need to pray. We need to find out what the heart of God is, what the will of God is, what's the Word. Lord, what do You want me to do? And often it's going to be a simple little assignment at first, just something simple to do. If you're faithful in little, I'll make you ruler of much. We've got to divorce death, divorce the world. I'm through with what was. I'm not keeping my foot in that anymore. I'm getting my foot out of the muck of yesterday. That part of me is dead. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. I've been raised up together with Christ, seated in heavenly places. I've been raised up to Him, with Him, to walk in new life. Life is not an activity. Life is Him. And a life that is in cooperation, in union with Him, communion. When we take of communion, we're having fellowship in the Spirit. It's not some religious ritual, amen? It's what it means. It's you and I having communion with the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are the body. We are the body of Christ. He is the head. The head is in heaven. The body's on earth. And his members need to be busy, amen? Doing the work of God while we have opportunity. Let us do good unto all. There are opportunities. Do not underestimate what God will do through you. Well, I'm not eloquent of speech. It doesn't matter. Isn't that what Moses said? He had a speech impediment. Who made man's mouth anyways, God said, right? It's not of us. And it's not the golden vessel. It's just a yielded vessel. It's just somebody that says, Lord, who, me? You. I want you. Here I am. I yield myself. I give myself to you. Whatever you want to do, Lord, fix me, cleanse me, fill me, activate me, and send me, because I want to be about my Father's business. I want to do the works that Jesus began to do. When Jesus rose again, amen, and he appeared to his disciples, what did he say? As the Father has sent me, so now I'm sending you. And then he said, now go into all the world and teach, amen, every nation, and tell them to observe everything, not just some. Them, he said, them, not just the disciples, but teach them to observe everything I taught you, disciples. We are to be the little Jesuses, amen? With the little J's on the earth, representing the kingdom government of God. And as we activate by stepping out in obedience, God's going to release his power so that we will get the job done. It's not about wooing crowds. It's not about wowing crowds. It's not about performing and entertaining and making everybody feel good so we have a great big crowd and everybody comes and they have their latte and they have their social hour and people are dying and going to hell, folks. There are people in church that are dying and going to hell and they don't even realize it. Because they're just there to be entertained because they want it that way and because the preachers are compromising because, well, we don't want to make anybody not like us. We don't want to make them uncomfortable. We don't want to offend anybody. Let's just play patty cake with the devil. Let's just make everybody feel good. And so people come bound and they leave bound. They come sick and they leave sick. They come lost and they leave lost. But folks, we are a remnant. We are bride. This is a remnant right here. These are called out ones right here. And God is activating. And God is sending. And God is equipping. And God has a mission, folks, that is way beyond even your wildest imaginations. God's going to do things through your life if you will say yes and cooperate. Every time you get ready to do the will of God, there's going to be a giant. There's going to be something there. There's going to be a little fear, a little inhibition, whatever. You know, something that's going to come there and say, well, you better not do that. I thank God that you didn't listen to that other voice this morning, right, that said, just stay home. I knew last night that God was going to give me a right now word for you. I've got a message up there, you know. But when I was looking at it, I was like, oh, man. Oh, man. I can't. I just can tell, you know. So I said, okay, Lord. This one's coming off the cuff today. I'm going to trust you. God is speaking to us today. He's speaking to you. God wants you. Like Uncle Sam. He wants you, amen, for the kingdom. How many would admit today that you need more of him in your life? Okay. All right. How many would agree and say, I really need to be filled with the power of God? Okay. How many feel like you're kind of like in a place where you just know that you got to get some things right in your life? Got a little quieter, but.
Yes.
We all do at times. It's okay. It's safe here. We're all a work in progress here. All right? And we want people to know that when they come through that door, that, hey, join with us, okay? We're going to go through this thing together. We're going to walk through this thing together. We're going to help each other through. We're not going to throw you away because you've got a problem. We're not going to play patty cake with you if you want to be in rebellion. However, comma, we're going to give you grace. We're going to pray in space, and we're going to pray that God will change your heart, and we're going to try to be a good example for you. Look, you know, at my life, I'm doing the best I can. I have my flaws too, but you know what? God, who began a good work in me, is faithful to complete it. And the Lord has slapped me in the face many times with that thing, because I've seen people. Just recently I got a letter from a friend that I hadn't seen in, I don't know, 10 years or so. And the last time I saw him, he was really backslidden and rude, and I couldn't talk to him about Jesus. About 10 years before that, about 20 years ago, I could sit around a table and we talk about Jesus till 3 o'clock in the morning. And then when I saw him the last time, I'm like, oh my word, what happened? Well, I get a letter, and he's calling me Brother Keith. And then he's signing it Brother So-and-So at the bottom. And I thought, he says, a lot has happened since we first got together. God, who is faithful. See, we give up so easily. God doesn't give up. We are the ones that give up. We give up on people, and we shouldn't. I'm guilty of that at times. I get frustrated. Anybody ever been frustrated before? So, how many ready to run for Jesus? How many here today are born again, saved, on your way to heaven? Just raise your hand if you are. Okay? How many are here today and you're not sure if you're born again and on your way to heaven? Okay? Is there anybody here that if you die today, you're not sure where you're going to spend eternity? Okay? Don't you think that's kind of an important question to ask? Yeah. See, God doesn't want you to guess about your soul. Guess about your salvation, or let somebody else tell you about your salvation. You need to know in your heart that your heart is right with God. Because the day is coming when every knee shall bow to Him and every tongue will confess. The day is coming. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And so everybody is going to go before to God to see Jesus in that day. Amen? So make sure that your heart is right with God. Number one, first thing, right? Number two, make sure that you are yielding yourself, your vessel. You're presenting your bodies to God. Amen? A living sacrifice. Romans 12:2, right? So that we can be in position for the anointing of God to come upon our lives and for us to be launched into our realm or our circle of influence, wherever that might be. Amen. Your assignment will look differently than mine. But ultimately, we are all called. We're all separated. We are called out ones. We are the church. And we need to be about our Father's business. And so, how many here, again, say, I just need more of God in my life. I just need more strength. I need more power. Yeah, yeah. I think we can always say that. You know, I don't know why? Because we're in this flesh. We're in this body. And we realize that, you know, often we are weak. Often we recognize our weakness. But, you know, weakness is not a bad thing as long as you understand that your strength comes from God. Some people, they are very good at exercising their willpower and thinking that somehow is going to be able to effectively change somebody's heart, or it's going to get the work done. Our will needs to be in cooperation with His will. We need to be yielded. But it's not simply out of willpower that we operate. God does not take your will away from you. God asks you to yield yourself to Him. So, how many here have heard the Lord speaking to you today? Raise your hand, make me feel good. Have you heard the Lord today? Has the Lord been speaking today? See, God uses just common clay jars, doesn't He? And we can be who we are. We don't have to act like Billy Graham, right? We can be who we are in the anointing. And the greatest commandment of all is to love. We love people. We love them with the love of the Lord. And that love is demonstrated, manifested, as we give of ourselves for the benefit of others. And as we give, as we pray for others, it's amazing how often what we need we receive. Give and it shall be given unto you. Do you want to be refreshed? Start refreshing others. Do you want to have joy in your life? Start sowing joy. You want happiness? Make somebody else happy. Isn't it true? Even the world knows that. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right.